Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Late Night Girls. We're back every Tuesday. Here we are. How are you, my darling?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am excellent. I am happy that it's Tuesday and we're back on the air because we've got lots and lots of great things to talk about. Yeah.
That's right.
We're chilling tonight. We do have a topic. Flirting or leading him on. Oh, I can't wait to get into this.
Interesting.
When does it cross the line? I've got some stuff to say about that. If you want to call into tonight's show and join in the combo, please do. 323-792-2900. But we've got a couple other things we want to get out of the way before we actually talk about that. So let's see. There's so much in the media that's going on. Me and you, Jen, just started talking about this right before the air. So let's talk about this while it's fresh on our minds. About, first of all, how sensitive people are. People are sensitive as heck these days about everything.
I'm talking about
if you post a picture, if you call somebody fat, if you call somebody skinny, if you say they black, they white, if they pink, like, people get really sensitive, so you have to be very careful with, like, how you word things today, even in politics, talk about religion. I mean, this goes for, like, everything. You have to be super freaking sensitive, like, and careful about what you say because people take offense these days to every darn thing. And sometimes I think with valid reason, and then other times I'm just like, what the heck? Like, seriously, get over yourself. Get over that. It wasn't that serious. Because you know you talk about me and say other things behind our back and behind closed doors. And I think all races kind of talk about each other when they're at home with their families chilling, whether they're black, white, Puerto Rican, or Haitian, whatever, Chinese, Filipino. Like, we all talk about each other. But it's like when it comes out to the light, everybody's like, oh, how dare she say that or he say that. Now, I will say that there is something, though, on TV, and if you have a certain position, maybe you should be more careful and more sensitive about what it is that you say in the public. I do believe that. And we are leading up to the convo about this whole Zendaya and Juliana Rancic situation that's taken place. If you haven't heard, and I didn't hear it until I looked online because I didn't see it live. So, Juliana Rancic said something about Zendaya, Zendaya's hair, which I didn't even know that she had dreadlocks until they brought this up. I was like, oh, my girl, Zendaya has dreadlocks. I love Zendaya. I think she's cute. It's very pretty. Loved her hair.
Well, it's not real dreadlocks. I think it's like extension.
Is it really? Did she? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I still like it. I think it's pretty on her. Plus, I just love Zendaya. Like, I've always liked her. Got one of her songs in my iPad right now. Yeah. I don't know. Some dance song. So Juliana Rancic was on the Fashion Police on E! News. And then, you know, they usually make fun of people about their outfits and stuff at different awards shows, just whatever. And so they made a comment, though, about Zendaya's hair with those dreadlocks and said that it looks like patchouli oil. Or it looks like it smells like patchouli oil or weed. Now, I'll just give my two cents on this. Not that it matters, I mean, anything at all. But I do feel like it was a little kind of like a little bit racial. I do. Just a little bit. Because, you know, they saw, I think it was, what's her name? Kelly. Oh, I always get her name wrong. Jenner.
Kylie.
She had dreads in her hair, and they did not make that same comment. Matter of fact, Juliana said that she thought that her hair was really nice and cute or something. She gave a really positive comment about her hair. But then now when you see the black girl's hair, you say that it looks like it smells like patchouli oil or smells like weed. I did find it kind of offensive, just a little bit. Because why, just because she's black, her hair got to be smelling like weed? Like, she African, Jamaican, something, and she smells like weed. Why? So, that's just my thing. What do you feel about that?
Well, the first time I heard about it, you know, earlier I was saying, oh, people are so sensitive, because I really feel people, society right now is so sensitive to everything. But she probably would have said the same thing if it was a white person. But then you told me that when it came down to Kylie Jenner, that she, you know, gave her a positive remark. And I'm like, oh, okay, so then maybe it is racist, because then that sounds racist now, you know, for her to say it like that, because Zendaya is black, well, mixed or whatever, and Kylie's white. So I'm like, maybe it is, you know, racist. So, yeah.
I mean, you never know what people have, you know, when they say these things. And sometimes they just say it off the top of their head, not really thinking. But Juliana did offer a public apology on E! Again, and then she also took to Twitter, and she said it had nothing to do with race and never would. But she was still criticized and everything, and people are definitely taking to social media talking about it. Even Zendaya did say something, which was nice. Like, she just wrote a message about, like, all the great people that have the same type of hairstyle, that wear their hair in locks, and she just wanted to show, like, its beauty and be at the Oscars and let people of color especially know that, like, they can wear their hair this way. They can be natural and kind of be, like, embrace who they are and make it beautiful, and they shouldn't be, like, ashamed of it. So I did like the fact that that's what Zendaya was doing, and that's why she wore her hair like that and just kind of, like, embracing that. And honestly, I love dreads. Like, I love dreads.
You do.
And especially, oh, my gosh, when I see a guy with dreads, I just think it's so sexy. Like, oh, my gosh, I just want to, like, let me just touch your hair. Let me just touch it.
Really?
Like,
oh,
yeah, no, it makes this guy looks a little more edgy, like, or something. It just gives him this look.
Yeah.
I'm like, I like that, them dreads. Yeah, okay. All right, I like that.
I mean, I don't really care.
That's my secret. That's my secret. I love the dreads.
But well, now you know, guys. Now you know.
Secret is out.
But I don't really worry so much about dreads. I have dated guys with dreads, but it was never like I like them more or less. It's like that's their hairstyle. It works for them. It's all good, you know. But I never really felt any type of way about it. Oh, you know what I do like when they have them really nice. When they have them like braided, and it's like. Or the ladies, when they do the curls with it, oh, that looks so pretty. But I know. Ooh. Or actually, yeah, I know a lot of people with dreads actually not thinking about it. Yeah, and they just have their hair so nice. But yeah, but no, you know, going with the subject, maybe about a couple of years ago, there was this lady that had three kids, lost all this weight, was really toned up, had like a washboard stomach and whatever, and she took a picture with her three kids and her perfect body, and she says, I have three kids. What's your excuse? And then all these people, which maybe this is wrong for me saying it, but all these probably fat, lazy people, and I said probably, I'm not making a Kansas statement, were like, oh, she's fat shaming us. How dare she? And all this stuff and whatever. And I'm like, what? And it turned into such a huge blow up.
Did you just say fat shaming? Is that what you just said? Fat shaming people.
Yes. Fat shaming. Yes.
Wow.
She's fat shaming us. How dare she? She doesn't know our problems. Who cares? Who cares? She was fat. She lost all the weight. She knows what she has to do. And she has three kids. So just imagine, she really put in the work for it. So why are you putting this woman down? Just do what you got to do. It sounds like you're hating. But it turned into this whole big deal. The lady had to put her picture down. She didn't apologize, but they made like a whole big deal for her to apologize. Yes.
And it was absolutely ridiculous. I'm like, look, I worked hard for this. I wouldn't apologize. I'm sorry. I just wouldn't. Yeah.
Right. I'd be like, I worked hard for this. I'm going to show it off. If you're jealous, go do something about it. Or, like, you know, look within yourself while you're really so mad, basically. You know?
But I think that society, there really is no excuse for people not to do anything with themselves. Like, there is really so many resources and so many things that you can do, even like with working out and getting in shape. Like, I'm doing the same thing right now, really trying to get it together. And it really isn't as easy as I thought it would be. I mean, it really takes like hard work, dedication, but it's something that can be done. I definitely know that. So I'm sticking to the plan, trying to eat a little bit better, and just doing things in moderation. And I know that it can be done. So it doesn't matter if you have 10 kids. I think that any woman can be in shape if she really, really wants to. And you don't have to go to a gym. You don't have to go to a gym. There's a lot of things that you can do right here in the house. I've got weights in my house, like free weights, hula hoop, side machine, a ball. Like, I got a lot of different things, doing jumping jacks, burpees, doing sit-ups, push-ups. Like, there's so many things that you can do. I'm telling you, like, oh, my gosh.
Absolutely.
I'm pushing myself. I really am, because I want those results, and I want my body to be right, especially for the summertime and just year round. Like, I don't want to just be one of those summertime people like, eh, okay, I accomplished this summer. And then now winter and fall hits, you know, and then I'm like back to the lazy bum that I was before. It's all about maintaining that. Exactly. It's really about maintaining that.
And I have to agree with you. It is not easy. Like, I had a trainer last year. I was trying to gain some weight. I finally did gain weight, and I had a trainer, and he did not go easy on me. Burpees is one of the hardest things ever, and you got to do, like, 50 in a row.
Oh, my God. I'm like, wait, hold on. I can't breathe. I'm one of those people, like, I'm, like, the most out of shape person. I'm like, I'm about to fall out. People be looking at me crazy, like, what?
I remember, like, no, seriously, I totally agree with you, because I'm thin and I'm out of shape, guys. Like, I remember an ex-boyfriend that's a trainer, and, you know, he was like, you know, let's work out. I was like, I want to gain some weight. He's like, let's work out. This is years ago. And then he's like, yeah, we'll meet up at the park. So I'm all cute going to the park thinking, you know, I'm playing around. He really worked me so hard, and within half an hour, I'm like laying on the floor like water. I can't move. I can't breathe. I felt like I was having a heart attack. And he's like, you're weak.
That's how I feel. I'm telling you, that's how I feel. It's work.
It's work. Work.
Well, I'm going to play one of my favorite songs, because this is going to get me motivated. And, you know, yeah, speaking of working out and everything, I'm going to do a before I go to bed. This is Beyonce, so I'm right back. You know, that's like one of my favorite songs. At first, I was like, wasn't too sure about this song when I heard it. But
but the beat is hot.
All in it.
Yeah, I feel you. I was just saying, I'm like, what is this song about? But the beat is sick, and it just gets you moving, gets you hype. Yes,
like,
I agree.
Okay, I get it. Yeah. So, yeah. Kind of crazy. Beyonce, 7-Eleven. Well, welcome back to the Late Night Girls. If you're just now tuning in, we are talking about a variety of things. We were talking about how sensitive people are about, you know, racist comments or any comments. You know, just the world is very sensitive these days, and I think it's just going to get worse. Everybody takes everything to heart, even when it doesn't really have to be. Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. The whole Zendaya and Julianna Rancic. Did think it was a little overboard, though, for that one. But there's so many things that's been brought up with via social media, and people really take to social media and get crazy. Get crazy.
Yeah.
you know what I realized? So, okay, I think in the beginning of this month, we did say that it was Black History Month, and we might have talked a little bit about it. But I know that this month is coming to a close, so I did want to just give a Black History spotlight because I was doing this on one of my business pages on Facebook. So being that we are about to close out of this month, one of the shortest months, and speaking of that, somebody on Facebook, I think it was Comedian Capone, he made a good point, or either it was like on Instagram, he made a good point. He said, you know, Black History is one of the shortest months. We all know that. But what he said, that he was like, but think about it. He was like, they have the Oscars during this time. They have Super Bowl Sunday. There are some other awards. I just can't think right now.
The Grammys.
There are several other major events happening during this month, right? He said this is all a distraction. He was like, nobody's thinking about Black History Month. And I'm kind of thinking, like, you know what? I do think that's, like, strategically done. To take your attention away from Black History, nobody's thinking about this. Because there's so many other major events like that happening. Like, why would they put this all in February? I mean, it's just something to think about. I thought that he had a good point.
But then also we have to make it, you know, a big deal. You know what I'm saying? So it doesn't matter what they put in, what they pack in the month of February. If we allow ourselves to be distracted with this nonsense and not celebrate the month that's given to us, then whose fault is it really? Because if he's saying it is, they're gonna want to do this anyway. So it's up to us to change it. Like, not to throw it off, but like February 28th is Dominican Independence Day, and I know this, and it's a huge big thing. Like, everyone in the Dominican community knows all about it. There's parties everywhere in our thing. It's a huge big deal. But it's like, it doesn't matter what's going on. We have to make a big deal about it. We have to, you know, like the movie Selma and stuff like that. We have to do parties. We have to whatever, you know, whatever. Make events bigger than whatever.
I agree.
We have to do it.
That's why I tried as much as possible to post a Black History Spotlight. I tried at least once a day to do that because there was a lot of things that I didn't even know that I learned. Which I want to highlight, Sarah E. Good. She was a businesswoman and inventor. I did not know this. She invented the folding cabinet bed, a space saver that folded up against the wall into a cabinet. When folded up, it could be used as a desk, complete with compartments for stationery and writing supplies. Good owned a furniture store in Chicago, Illinois, and she invented the bed for people living in small apartments. Good's patent was the first one obtained by an African-American woman inventor, and it was approved on July 14, 1885. I was like, what? I had no idea she created that. So, I mean, there's a lot of great African-American inventors that we don't know about and just business people. And I think that we shouldn't just think about this just during the month of February. So I'm going to keep pushing this and keep teaching my son about, like, all these great African-American inventors and people and say, you know, if they can do it, then so can we. We're very smart, and there's so many things that we could be learning from our history that we just don't know about. And I learned so much just from posting a lot of these posts on my own. So, yeah, definitely wanted to do that. Let's keep Black history alive, not just in the month of February, but every freaking month. Okay, so
I'm with you.
We are going to get ready. Let's talk about our topic on tonight. Listen, people, if you want to call in, please give us your thoughts, really. 323-792-2900. The Late Night Girls is talking about flirting or leading him or her on. And, this is kind of a touchy subject because Especially for women, because I know, you know, sometimes I'm a flirter. I am a flirt. I am a flirter. I flirt. Maybe a lot. Or sometimes I'm being really nice and people think I'm flirting. I don't know.
That's my problem.
That's my problem. It's like when I keep being really nice, right, Jen? We keep being really nice, and then we're like, how far is too nice? And, like, when you cross the line, you're like, okay, now you're really leading him on, and he thinks that you want him or, you know, that she wants you or whatever. And, like, let's talk about this. Like, if anybody out there listening wants to call in and have an opinion about this, please, we want to hear. So, yeah, let's go. Let's go. All in.
Well, I know I am kind of like a flirt when I'm bored. You know, if I'm bored and I know a guy likes me, maybe I'm in with texting, maybe.
She's bored. She's bored.
I admit it, when I'm bored. And then, you know, as the day picks up or whatever, and then they're texting me, whatever, and then, why you don't answer me back? And I'm like, oh, you're taking it too far. What's your problem? I know it's horrible, but I haven't done it in a while. But I'm just saying, like, you know, I do it like that when I, you know, when I flirt. But also, I am really nice, and it's not intentionally flirting or anything. I'm just nice, and I think guys take anything as flirting. I could say, oh, I have an extra piece of gum. Do you want one? Oh my gosh, she wants me. Like, I don't get it. You know, it's like you can't be too nice to a guy because then he thinks you're flirting. And then there's also leading people on. Like, you know that they like you. I guess that's what I did, too. Like, you know that they like you. And, you know, then you kind of fall into the things they say are like, you look so beautiful today and whatever. And you be like, oh, you don't look bad yourself. You know, well, however you flirt.
Right.
You kind of maybe leading them on.
Yeah. And it's okay. Like, if they said, you know, you look very beautiful today, you could say, thank you, and then just keep it simple and short. But if you make the little extra effort to, like, add something nice back, and then you keep doing that, and it just kind of goes back and forth. Now, here's the extreme side of this. When a guy sends you a picture of himself with his shirt off, right, and he sent, and you might send one back. If you send one back, then you know. Then you're definitely leading him on. So I would suggest if a guy sends you a picture with the shirt off and they ask for one, send me a pic. No, you do not send them a pic back. Just
don't
stop
send
it
a
right there. Do not send
them
a pic. And I don't think ignoring the question would be the best idea because they could keep texting. Right, and then they think, oh, my God, something's wrong. Maybe I shouldn't have did that. So don't leave them, like, in the dark. Just be like, sorry, can't do that. Or I don't do those types of things. Sorry. No,
no,
that's inappropriate.
I would,
just cut them off,
I would
like, that
them
way.
I would leave them in the dark. Well, my way, I would leave them in the dark, let them think about it, let them think they did something crazy and stupid, and then maybe I'll get back to them the next day like, oh, wow. What was that about, you know? So then they won't do it again because now they're, like, kind of embarrassed, you know. But
right.
I can't take it.
I would definitely be embarrassed if I was the one who did that and the person didn't reply. But I would never do that, so I'm just saying.
You know what I say, like, when, you know, people, like, before, if they ask me for a picture, I'm like, well, you're on my IG, right? Like, you got all the pictures you want there. If you want anything else.
Exactly.
It's not happening because, obviously, that's inappropriate. But, you know, if someone asks me for a picture, I'd be like, well, you can go on my IG. You're on it. You know, you can see all my pictures. It's open. You know, so
I
won't be sending no pictures.
Yes, we're on social media, right? You're on my LinkedIn page. Oh, yeah, you can go follow me on Instagram. I have tons of pictures there. And that lets them know that you're keeping it straight laced. There's no extra nothing.
Yep.
And there's no confusion. Like, oh, she's really not, or he's really not giving into, like, anything else. Like, he's keeping it very cordial, friendly, and professional or whatever. And stop it from there. Because especially if you give a guy a little bit, trust me, he's going to run with that. And the more you keep responding to whatever it is that they are saying to you and putting out there, that is like, that is really like leading them on, because they think differently than we do. We could think it's simple, like, what? I just spoke to him a couple times and I probably said, you're handsome too. And bam, like, he thinks like he's going to get him some. I'm like, what? Like, hold up.
Yeah, just like that. That's how it happens. Guys just are clueless. They think you can't smile at them without them thinking, oh, she wants me. I got it. I can take up.
Exactly.
No. No.
And
I'll tell
you a story real quick. So there was this guy that I met, and, you know, we kind of, like, hit it off really cool. Like, we're just talking. We met at a meeting. It was our first time meeting. We exchanged numbers. Then I found out that he did have a girlfriend, and we were just talking. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to be hanging out in the city on this day. And he was like, oh, really? I'm going to be hanging out in the city this day, too. And I was like, cool. So he asked me what hotel was I staying in, and I told him. You know, so I'm like, you know, me and my girl are going to be in the city at this hotel. And he was like, oh, cool. I might get a hotel room at that place, too. I was like, oh, awesome. Great. You know, not really thinking anything of it. And then he goes, so he texts me. He's like, should I get the view of the Times Square, or should I get this view? And I was like, he was like, because it's only this much.
Whatever
more.
You
I was
want.
Like, hey. Yeah, I was like, oh, that's great. I was like, I wouldn't pass up on that deal either. He was like, yeah, but it probably wouldn't be worth it if I'm spending the night alone. I was like, oh, well, I guess you won't be getting that room then, huh? Because, you know, I kept it right there. Now, I could have said something else, and then he would have been thinking, like, oh, there's a possibility that I might be in his room or something. You know what I mean? Like, that's how guys,
yeah,
like, try to fill you out a little bit. And I'm like, what is he thinking? Like, no, let me cut that off right there. Well, okay, well, you will be spending the night alone. And then after that, he said, oh, I think I found a hotel at another deal at another hotel.
Yeah, maybe that's a good idea.
Picture,
I'm so
that
like
that
you.
Was not going to happen. You know what I mean? So guys will test you. They will try you. And he might be listening into this show right now, but that's all good.
Hey, boo.
Love you. You know,
he wasn't
good, I mean, no
man. Anyway.
That's a good example. I'm going to play this promo real quick before we go into our next topic. Hold on.
What's up? It's your girl, Marisa, and you're listening to the Late Night Girls on Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I can't believe how time flies. Oh my gosh, it's almost
already. It's a good subject.
I'm just
like you. Mm-hmm. I was just basically saying I'm just like you. You know, like a guy could be talking to me about the kind of hotel they're getting and stuff like that, and I'm just like, I'm thinking it's just conversation. Like I really am. I'm like, oh yeah, I'll get this to you. Oh, whichever works for you. And then not noticing that he's like, you know, hinting, are you spending the night with me? Like, I didn't get that to the last minute. And then I'll be looking like, what the hell? And most likely, I'll be texting you, Marie, that you won't believe what this guy just said. But, like, guys, just know that you get talked about when you do stupid stuff like that. Like, girls know. It's just a
you
dumb
really
thing.
Do.
I totally don't
and
get
I've,
it.
I've caught on a whole lot more. Like, I'm way more, like, savvier now. I think before I just maybe didn't want to see it like that. And I'm like, no, everybody's not thinking like that. But a lot of times, like, I kind of catch it really quickly. And I'm like, oh, I know what he wants. So, yeah, and then really, if you don't want things to happen, you really got to nip it in the bud. Like, you just got to make it plain and clear. Like, this is how it's going to be. And, you know, I get guys all the time that even, like, hit me up on Facebook, like, via Messenger and stuff like that. Couple of them, like, live in New Haven, I've never seen in person. And they talk to me, like, we're friends and whatever, and I'm just really nice to them, but I still keep them at bay. Like, when they say something, like, a little off the wall,
right,
I either don't respond or I kind of change the subject a little bit because I'm letting them know.
Right.
Especially if it's nobody I'm even, like, interested in trying to hook up with. I let them know, like, right off, let me just keep this conversation clean and keep it like this. And you just have to. You just have to. You don't want to lead guys on because, let me tell you, you can get yourself into more trouble than you've ever asked for. And sometimes it's like
trust
the
me.
Digger you deep, yeah, it's like hard to get yourself out of it and to like turn things around once you've taken it too far. And you're like, oh, my God, I really don't want this. What did I do? So,
And I'm so curious. I've had
last minute guy friends.
I had like so many guy friends that are like really good friends of mine, and then I just passed time. But like for years, and you know, I just thought we were cool friends. Maybe we'll get something to eat. Maybe we'll get some drinks. And this true story, this one guy, you know, we came back from getting something to drink. I think we ate or something like that. I was really good friends for many years. And dropping me off by my house, and then he's like, wants to kiss me. And I'm like, wait, what are you doing? He's like, what do you mean all this time, all these years, you don't want to kiss me? I've been trying to get with you forever. And I'm like, what? I'm like,
wait, no.
It's just too much. You got to catch on. But anyway, time flies.
I can definitely relate to that. Oh, boy. Listen, thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in to the Late Night Girls. We're here every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern. Please like our Facebook page and keep up to date with what's going on. Click on the links from there to the show every Tuesday. Check out our sister show, The Juice with Juicy Renee. She's on the air every Friday live at 7 p.m. Eastern.
Right.
That girl is the bomb. She's got some really juicy, juicy topics. I've been tuning in. She keeps me cracking up. She is crazy. She is just crazy.
She is.
Crazy, crazy, good,
I love it.
Definitely. So, yeah, and listen, if nobody told you that they loved you this week or on today, then listen, know that we love you right here on the Late Night Girls.
Yes,
we do. That's right, baby. Yeah, and I'm trying to find my little kissy, but I can't find that right now.
Well, here you go.
Mwah. Kissy, kissy. Oh, well, there we go. Wait. Yes.
There you go, guys. We love you.
But more importantly, God loves you too. Have a great week, everybody. Peace out. And we'll catch you next week.
Bye.